Well, it's been a slow year for the statewide ballot in Maine, but an intriguing mayoral race will be decided in the city of Portland on Tuesday. Politics in Maine's largest city bear a close resemblance to the topics and tenor of state and national politics, but with one key difference. In Portland, it's not Democrats and Republicans duking it out, but Democrats essentially debating how progressive they want the city to be. Incumbent Mayor Ethan Strimling appears to be the most comfortable leaning left, but he's being challenged by Kate Snyder, a former school board member and director of a nonprofit supporting public schools. Also, Spencer Thibodeau, a real estate attorney who sits on the city council, and Travis Curran, a former comedian and restaurant worker. Well, Maine Public's chief political correspondent, Steve Missler, talked with Portland Press Herald reporter Randy Billings to break down that race.
Let me just pull back real quick on Kate Snyder and Spencer Thibodeau. What is their argument against Strimling? Why do they think he needs to go?
Well, basically, they point to this conflict, the tenor in city politics over the last 4 years. Now they kind of look back on those years and they say, look, you know, Ethan, within his first year, he made a pretty hard pivot, turned into a more progressive, more activist sort of mayor, you know, really clashed with a city manager to the point where they don't have much of a relationship at all anymore. And he repeatedly was questioning and sort of pushing the boundaries of what he thought he should be allowed to do in City Hall versus what others thought the charter defined for them.
What's interesting, when Strimling was elected, his big case for becoming mayor was that he would be, quote unquote, the listener in chief.
Ethan turns around and he says, look, you know, I have been the listener in the chief. I've been listening to the people of the city, and you're just not agreeing with the policies that people in the city want.
Let's get to the city charter and the position of Portland mayor. This mayor is more figurehead than somebody who can basically enact policy by fiat. How much of the limitations of that position are playing into this tension between the current mayor, Ethan Strimling, and the city council?
Yeah, the mayor position in Portland, it's not like Boston. It's not like New York. It's not like the mayor says something and it happens. And if you don't do it, you get fired and you can hire someone. I mean, it was deliberately made to be this hybrid position. And part of the impetus was, you know, to unite a fractured view on the council, to speak on behalf of residents, and to have just a little more accountability and a longer term in City Hall. Previously, the mayor was chosen by the city council, would serve for 1 year, and then someone else would come in. So they thought, well, let's pay someone to do this full time and give them a 4-year term so they can span out over some turnover of council, give them some time to actually set some priorities. But they wanted to maintain a professional city manager to protect the finances of the city and the fiscal health of the city. And that's where, like, all of this friction really comes from, is like, where do these lines sort of begin and stop? They're not real black and white. There's a lot of gray in it.
You've reported that 3 of the 4 candidates are raising a lot of money. Can you kind of give us an overview?
You have the top two candidates, each hit 6 figures. According to the most recent reports, Ethan Strimling's upwards around $160,000, and Spencer Thibodeau's right behind him, $110,000. You got Kate Snyder, you know, she's pushing that. She's in the mid-80s. And then Travis, of course, isn't raising much of any money. And when you look at who's supporting these candidates, you know, for Strimling, it's, by and large, it's union support. They're really fueling his campaign. And when you look at Thibodeau's, you know, he's a real estate attorney. He's getting support from a lot of professionals, you know, people in the real estate industry, real estate brokers, landlords, developers. Kate Snyder, she has a pretty broad base of support out there. I mean, in the recent report, it looks like some of the developers and real estate attorneys are also hedging their bets with her now. Mm. You're seeing some of the same donors donating to Kate, who donated for Spencer now. But then you got also a lot of educators supporting Kate due to her previous service on the school board.
I have to wonder, though, you know, when we've just talked about how limiting the position of mayor actually is, why aren't all these donors kind of going around that and going to the real power, which is actually the city council? Why don't they just fund those candidates, I wonder?
It may not have a lot of hard power in terms of who you can hire and who you can fire, but I mean, there's a lot of soft power involved in this. I mean, you got a bully pulpit. You're doing this full time. You can build coalitions either in the council or outside of the council. You know, as Mayor Strimling has shown, I mean, you can run a news cycle if you want to. And I think there is also this other sort of expectation that look, if you're a Portland mayor for one term and you get reelected and you do a good job for 4 to 8 years, well, that could set you up for, you know, a higher office. Mm-hmm. And I think that that was in the Charter Commission's mind when they did it. It wasn't the purpose of setting up the position, but I think it was one of the sort of like fringe benefits of it to say, okay, well, you know, we can cultivate some statewide leadership, you know, by giving this a higher profile, but with not all the risk of turning over all the keys to this person.
And we should remind people that when Portland voters made the change to select the mayor themselves, they also switched to ranked choice voting, a system that allows voters to rank candidates in order of preference. Randy, you've said this is a very tough race to handicap. So does that mean you're not going to make any predictions?
You're not going to get a prediction out of me.
That was Portland Press Herald reporter Randy Billings. Randy, thanks again for breaking down the race for us.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
You bet.